This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Trump administration kicked things up a notch or two with Russia today, while President Trump says he still does want to have a good relationship with Vladimir Putin. This morning, the Treasury Department announced personal economic sanctions on 7 Russian billionaires who are close to Putin, oligarchs is the term, as well as 17 senior officials in the Russian government. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains who these people are and why they are being sanctioned.
The U.S. sanctions freeze assets held in the U.S., generally prohibit any business dealing with Americans, and bar transactions involving dollars. The 7 oligarchs who are targeted are among the closest allies of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Some got their start in the chaotic post-Soviet Russia of the 1990s. Robert Legbold is a professor emeritus at Columbia University.
They were essentially stealing assets, often state assets, or they were rigged deals.
He's talking about people like Oleg Deripaska, who allegedly has ties to President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. The Treasury Department accuses Deripaska of money laundering and threatening the lives of business rivals. Then there's Kirill Shamalov, a Russian energy executive who married Putin's daughter 5 years ago. Anders Ostlund of the Atlantic Council says the sanctions are meant to isolate the Russian president. The message is, Putin can't protect you.
To show Putin can't give you cover.
But it's not clear that the U.S. sanctions will stop what Treasury calls Russia's malign activities. Scheherazade Rahman of George Washington University says the people targeted by the sanctions aren't about to tell Putin to change his behavior. They're too afraid.
And they're justifiably afraid. You know, we've watched many oligarchs end up in prison for standing up and saying things that Putin was not happy to hear.
Rahman says the U.S. sanctions are a start, but they're not enough to spur real change. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.